Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This weekend, we wrapped up our series called Prodigal, where we focused on the fierce love of the Father. We obviously recapped the story, the parable that we typically call the prodigal son. And what we've really emphasized is that there are prodigal sons in the story. And it's not just a parable about two sons and a father, but actually the whole chapter, all of Luke 15, is actually a parable. It starts with a sheep who wanders far away from the flock, and there's 100 of them, and the shepherd goes after the one sheep. He leaves the 99 to go after the one. And the verse there, I think it's verse 7, says that when he gets home, he throws a party, and the point being that there is joy in heaven over a sinner who needs repentance. Chapter 2, really, of the story is about a woman who loses a coin in her house. And Herbert Lockyer, in his famous book called All the Parables of the Bible, he said that that's representative of kind of a chain of coins that would be worn across the forehead of a lady that was representative of an engagement ring. So it was obviously critical that she find that coin, and she searches the house until she finds it. When she does, she calls all of her friends, and much like the ending to chapter 1 of the book, the ending of chapter 2 is that she throws a party. And the idea then in verse 10 is that there's this response of heaven to a sinner, right, who has repented, who has turned their heart, their life, their world back in a Godward direction. And then, of course, we get to the parable that we know so much about, the parable of the prodigal sons. And we've spent 2 weeks looking at, you know, the first week we talked about what it was like and from the younger son's perspective and then from the older son's perspective. But really, as we closed out the series, we kind of wanted to focus the most on the father's perspective, and that we always have the favor of our heavenly father, regardless of our earthly fathers, regardless of sibling rivalries. And we can get lost in all of those details in the narrative. And certainly there's pain and difficulty in all of those things. But the point of the chapter is that heaven is joyful as we repent, as we do that on a daily basis, that the gospel has given us life and hope and peace. And in our gratitude for the gospel, we come to understand, I think, over time that, you know, there's a religious way to try to approach God. Really, religion, and it's not just from a Christian perspective, but those who are more self-righteous have this tendency, right, to put the door at the end. And again, that's all world religions. In other words, this life is all about taking steps towards the door and achieving a religious standing with God by our good works, by ways that we earn favor from God. And then at the end of our lives, we step through the door to heaven if we have achieved enough. Christianity actually flips that. Christianity says you'll never earn your way to God. Rather, God has graced you, and so the door is at the front. So we step into a relationship with God, not based on what we do, but based on what God has done. And then from there, we live out the rest of our lives as kingdom citizens of heaven, living here on earth. And so we don't live for the favor of our Heavenly Father trying to earn it, but we live from the favor of our Heavenly Father because we have been blessed. It's not that we are in a performance-based relationship, but we are in a love relationship with our Heavenly Father. So let me pray that into our day today and then give you the opportunity to pray. God, we do approach you today and we repent. We turn our hearts your direction. We change our minds about you. We wake up today, get ready to begin our day, God, really with a selfish perspective. Virtually every day, we see the world a certain way. We see our gifts a certain way. We try to make life work for us, God, in and of our own perspective, in and of our own strength. But we're saying that as we begin our day today, God, we repent. We turn our heart your direction, asking for your spirit to fill us and do in us what we cannot do in ourselves and bring the kind of change that ultimately brings us life and joy and peace. So God, we want to live fueled by you. today. And we pray that you will help us do that. Now you take the opportunity to pray.